In 1996, my parents were in a horrific car accident along with my younger brother. While they were driving along the icy roads, a car popped out to pass and they hit each other about 50 miles per hour. There's no way to slow down. My brother was in the back seat of the van and had just started to unbuckle his seatbelt to lay down, and instantly this car pops out. My brother says he's confident he was pushed. He was pushed down so he didn't go through the windshield. The accident was so horrific that my mom was in a hospital bed for 3 months and then had to learn how to walk after that. My parents had that kind of out-of-body experience. They said they could feel the angel's wings and the warmth of God's love. 10 years later, in 2006, my wife was driving our Jeep. We had a sweet Jeep Wrangler, pre-kids, of course, with the fat tires and the Hummer yellow, but it only had a shoulder harness. It didn't have a lap belt yet. For some reason, we bought it. In case you don't know, Jeeps are prone to rolling, and while my wife was driving home, someone stopped short, and the Jeep started bouncing around on the big overinflated tires that we had. And when she got home and told me about it, she's just white as a ghost, basically. And she said, and then we bounced this way, and we bounced that way, and we... And I stopped my wife and said, who's the we? God sends guardian angels to protect us, to watch out over us. Guardian angels are real. God says to us, and for an incredible encouragement in Psalm 91, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you, to protect you in all your ways. Jesus knew this well, as the angels came and they attended him after he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane and they encouraged him. But Jesus also taught us with the angels to don't test them. As the devil brought Jesus up to the top of the Temple Mount and said, throw yourself down, Jesus said, no. You don't test God. You don't tempt him. Even though there's guardian angels there, you don't push it. God has blessed you. God has surrounded you with his guardian angels. Trust God that he will send them at the right time, at the right moment, to keep you safe in him. I'm confident that there are stories out there, incredible other stories out there, that you know of how God has sent a guardian angel to protect you. Would you comment below to encourage others? And then join me tomorrow as we talk on the fact that demon possession is real.